Parshas Toldos. Ve'ele Toldos Yitzchak ben Avram. And these are the offspring of Yitzchak, the son of Avram. Avraham hoiledes Yitzchak. Avraham bore Yitzchak. Rashi is bothered by two things in the Pasuk. First of all, what is the lashon of Eile? These are. When a Pasuk says Eile, usually it is followed right after with a list of these things that Eile is corresponding to. These are the children of Yitzchak, but the Torah does not say the children of Yitzchak until Pasuk Chafei and Chavav, when it mentions Esav and Yaakov. Until then, the Pasuk goes on to tell us who Yitzchak married, that they did not have children right away, v'chulu, v'chulu. So why does it say Lashon of Eileh? On that Rashi says, Ha'amurim b'parsha. Even though it says these are Eileh, it can still refer to the ones further on in the parsha. And this is what the pasuk means. Eileh, these are the children of Yitzchak, the ones mentioned, Yaakov and Esav, further on in the parsha. Rashi is also bothered by the Lashon v'Eileh, Vav HaChibur, which is attaching the parsha over here to the parsha before. What is the connection between Ve'ele Toldos Yitzchak and the parsha before? Rashi explains, according to the way the Maskil of David explains Rashi, that just like the parsha before, which is referring to the Toldos of Avram, Avram had one Tzaddik, Yitzchak, and one Rasha, Yishmael, so too Ve'ele Toldos Yitzchak. The Toldos of Yitzchak were the same. There was one Tzaddik, Yaakov, and one Rasha, Esav. And the pasuk continues, Avraham hoiledes Yitzchak. What does the pasuk want to tell us with Avraham hoiledes Yitzchak? Rashi brings down two pshatim. First of all, he is telling us, Avraham, when his name was Avraham, he had Yitzchak. But when his name was Avram, he was not able to have a child. Rashi in the second pshat explains that the Leitzani Hadar, the scoffers of the generation, were saying that this child, Yitzchak, was not Avram's child, but rather was Avimelech's child. Because for many years, Avram and Sarah lived together and did not have any children. And it was only after Sarah spent time with Avimelech that she became pregnant. Therefore, they said it was Avimelech's child. What did Hashem do? Hashem caused that Yitzchak should look like Avram. And therefore, it was evident that it was Avraham hoiledes Yitzchak. It was Avram's child and not Avimelech's child. Maskil of David asks that we know that the machshava of an isha, the thoughts that are in the mind of an isha, b'shas tashmish, at the time of relations, can have effect on how the child would look. And therefore he asks, what is the raya that just because Yitzchak looked like Avram, that it was Avram's child? We know that an isha many times thinks about her husband even at the time when she is mezanet. So it could be that it was Avimelech's child. It's just that Sarah was thinking about Avram at that time, and therefore the child came out looking like Avram. Maskil of David answers that we find in the Torah two descriptions concerning the way a person looks. If you look at Parshas Vayetze, Perik Chavtes, Pasuk Yud Zayin, when the Torah is describing how Rachel looked, it says that she was Yifas Toyar Yifas Mare. And Rashi says on Yifas Toyar, Hutsuras HaPartzuf, it is the shape of the face, the features of the face. Yifas Mare is a Rashi, Huziv Cluster, it is the luster of the countenance of the face. It is the shine of the face. Rashi is saying over here that when the Isha has a Machshava at the time of Tashmish, that only affects the shape of the face, the features of the face, but it has no effect on the luster and the shine of the face. Therefore, Rashi is telling us that not only did Yitzchak look like Avram in his features, but he also looked like Avram, as Rashi says, Tzar klaster panov shal Yitzchak doimel Avram. His klaster panov, the shine of his face, was similar to Avram. And that was a raya that it was Avraham hoiledes Yitzchak, because Tzara's machshavos would not have any effect on the klaster ponim. And by the fact that even with klaster ponim, he looked like Avram, that was a raya that it was Avram's child and not Avimelech's child. Lefi zeh, it comes out that there was a double doubt concerning the birth of Yitzchak. First of all, the Leitzanim were saying that this was not Sarah's child. Sarah was not capable of having children at the age of 90. And they said it was an asufi that they found in the shuk. They found an abandoned child in the shuk, in the marketplace, and said that this was their own. In order to take off that taina that the Letzonim had, HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused the nes and it was Heiniko Vonim Sarah. Sarah was able to nurse many children at the party that she made for Yitzchak when he was 2 years old. And it showed everybody that Sarah was capable of having children even at the age of 90. And now, when they took off that taina, the late Sonim started again and said, okay, it might be Sarah's child, but Sarah did not become pregnant from Avram, but rather from Avimelech, Melech Plishtim. And in order to take off that taina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused Yitzchak to look like Avram. This way they would say that it was Avram's child and not Avimelech's. And the pasuk continues, Vayihi Yitzchak ben Arboim Shono, and Yitzchak was 40 years old, Bikachtoyes Rivka, when he took Rivka. Why was he 40 years old? Rashi explains, because we know that he was 37 at the time of the Akedah. And right after the Akedah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram that Rivka was born. So Yitzchak waited 3 years until Rivka would be 3 years old and Ruya Labia, fit for Bia, and then he married her. So he was 37 plus 3 makes him 40 years old. And who was Rivka? Bas Besuel Ha'arami, the daughter of Besuel the Arami, Mipadan Aram from Padan Aram, Achois Lavan Arami, the sister of Lavan the Arami, Loyle Isha, that became to him for a wife. And Rashi asks, why does the Torah have to tell me who Rivka's father was, Besuel, who her brother was, Lavan, and where she lived, Padan Aram? All these things were stated earlier in Parshas Chayesara. And Rashi explains that it is because L'shvacha shel Rivka, to tell us the praise of Rivka, that although her father was a Rasha, her brother was a Rasha, and the place where she lived were people who were Rishoyim, still she did not learn from their ways, and she remained a Tzadekis. Maskal David explains that's why it says Ha'arami, which L'chorah seems to be superfluous. Why does it have to say that Besuel was an Arami and Lavan was Arami? It says Padan Aram, they were for Padan Aram. Obviously they were Arami. And he answers, the letters of Arami are the same as Ramai. And the pasuk is stressing that also, although Besuel was a Ramai, and Lavan was a Ramai, people who were Rishoyim, they used to fool other people, still Rivka did not learn from their ways. Vayeta Yitzchak Lashem, Lenoichach Ishtoi, and Yitzchak was Marveh, he increased in tefillah to Hashem, opposite his wife. He stood in one corner and daven, and she stood in another corner and daven. Ki akarahi, because she was barren, she was not able to have any children. Vayeosa loy Hashem, and Hashem answered his tefillah. Vataha Rivka ishtoi, and Rivka, his wife, became pregnant. And Rashi is medayik, why does it say Vayeosa loy? He answered his tefillah, which is mashma, and not hers. And he says, because Eina doimet tefillah tzadik ben tzadik letefillah tzadik ben rosha. The tefillah of a tzadik ben tzadik is greater than the tefillah of a tzadik ben rosha and is answered more quickly. And therefore, Hashem answered Yitzchak's tefillah before he answered Rivka's tefillah. And the Mefarshim all ask that this seems to be contradictory to what Rashi stated earlier. Rashi in the pasuk earlier said that this was the shvach, the praise of Rivka, that although her father was a Rasha, still she was a tzadekis. And now it seems to be saying that it is greater to be a tzadik ben tzadik more than a tzadik ben Rasha. Maskal David answers that of course a tzadik ben Rasha is greater. She could have learned from the ways of her father and she did not. But when it comes to tefillah, there is something special about tefillah that yichus comes to play. And in answering tefillahs, Hashem listens to the tefillah of a tzaddik ben tzaddik more than a tefillah of tzaddik ben Rasha. And that's why Rashi says, She'ena demet tefillas tzaddik ben tzaddik, le tefillas tzaddik ben Rasha. But concerning other things, a tzaddik ben Rasha would really be greater. In Sefer Lekach Toiv, I saw another teretz, that really there are three levels. The level of tzaddik ben tzaddik, greater than that is the level of tzaddik ben Rasha. But even greater than a tzaddik ben Rasha is a tzaddik ben tzaddik who does not just follow the footsteps of his father and just because his father was a tzaddik he does the same thing. But rather, he goes and rediscovers everything from scratch and does not rely on the path that his father paved for him and starts from scratch and rediscovers Hashem and still reaches the level of tzaddik. That is the greatest level. And the pasuk is telling us that of course Rivka was great by being a tzaddik ben Rasha, even greater than a tzaddik ben tzaddik. But Yitzchak was even greater than that, because he was a tzaddik ben tzaddik who did not rely on the discovery of Avram, who discovered Hashem, but rather he rediscovered Hashem by himself and rediscovered all the mitzvahs by himself. And therefore he is considered even greater than Rivka, who is a tzaddik ben Rasha. And that's why the pasuk says that Hashem listened to his tefillah before he listened to Rivka's tefillah. And the pasuk continues, "Vayisroitz asu habonim bekirba," and the children were pushing inside of her. "Vatoimer," and she said, "Im kain," if so, the pain of pregnancy is so great; it is greater than a typical pregnancy. "Lama ze anoichi," why do I desire? And continued to daven that this pregnancy should continue. "Vatelech," and she went, "Lidrois es Hashem," to ask Hashem what will happen, what will be at the end. And she went to the Beis Medrash of shame. Rashi brings down two pshatim in the Lashon of Vayisroitzatsu. Rashi in the first pshat says that it is a language of running, because when Rivka passed the Pischei Torah of Shem Ve'Ever, the opening of the Beis Medrash of Shem Ve'Ever, Yaakov ran and pushed to go out. But when she passed the opening of Pischei Avodah Zarah, of churches, then Esav pushed and tried to go out. And therefore she said, "Vatomer im kein lama ze anoichi," why do I want a child who is so mixed up? She thought it was one child. Is he a tzaddik or is he a rasha? He doesn't know what he is. On that, shame told her that there are two children in your stomach, not one. It is not one mixed up child, but rather one child who is one way and another child who is the other way. Rashi in the second pshat says, "Vayisroitzatsu" means that they pushed each other, because they were fighting and quarreling over who would inherit Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. The Torah Al HaTorah explains that the Lashon Vayisroitzatsu was because Esav was very hairy, and the hair of Esav was bothering Yaakov inside the womb, and therefore they were shuffling inside because of the discomfort of Yaakov. That is the Lashon of Vayisroitzatsu Habonim Bekirba, according to the Torah. "Vayomer Hashem lo," and Hashem said to her. Hashem did not speak directly to Rivka, but rather he spoke to Shem, and Shem relayed the message to Rivka. And he said, "Shnei goyim bevitnech," there are two nations in your stomach, the nation of Edom and the nation of Yisrael. And Rashi points out that the word goyim is spelled gimel yud yud endemem, like geyim, which means great people. There are two great people that will come out of you, Rivka: Antoninus and Rebbe. Antoninus, who was a descendant of Esav, and Rebbe, who was a descendant of Yaakov. And they will be so wealthy that they will always have tzinoin v'chazeres, radishes and lettuce on their table. Even though these are seasonal vegetables, still they will have them on their table in the summer and the winter, even out of season. Ushnei le'umim mime'ayach yiparedu, and two kingdoms from your stomach, they are already separated, one l'rishay, one to wickedness, and one l'tumay, one to flawlessness. Ula'oim, and one kingdom, mila'oim, from the other kingdom, yamas, will become stronger. They will not be strong at the same time. When Esav will be strong, Yaakov will be weak. And when Yaakov will be strong, Esav will be weak. V'rav yavoy tzoir, and the end will be that the older one will serve the younger one. Vayimlu yomeho loledes, and her days were filled to give birth. She gave birth at the end of 9 months. Vihine soimim bevitna, and behold, there were twins in her stomach. Soimim is written without an aleph. It should have really said teumim bevitna. Why is it written chaser? Because there was one tzaddik and one rasha in her stomach. By Tamar in Parshas Vayeshev, we find over there it says teumim, because over there there were two tzaddikim, Peretz and Zorach. But since over here there was one tzaddik and one rasha, the pasuk says soimim chaser aleph. Vayetze harishon admoni, and the first one came out red, which will be a simon, a sign that he will be a shefech damim, a murderer. Kulai, he was completed like an adult. Ke'adera seyar, he was hairy, like a coat full of hair. Vayikru'u, and they called Shemoi his name Esav. People used to call him Esav, which means Asu. He was a child, but he was Asu. He was a completed person. He was finished like an adult. Vi'acharei chen yotza ochiv, and afterwards, brother came out. V'yodoi oichezes va'akev Esav, and his hand was grabbing onto the heel of Esav, which is symbolizing that Esav will not take complete power before Yaakov will take it away from him. Vayikra Shema Yaakov, and he called his name Yaakov. Either it is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you called your firstborn Esav, I will call my firstborn by his name Yaakov. Or Vayikra is referring to Yitzchak. Yitzchak called his son by the name of Yaakov. And the reason why he called his name Yaakov was because he was holding on to the heel of Esav. Yaakov Miloshan Ekev. The Yitzchak ben Shishim Shana Beledas Esav, Yitzchak was 60 years old when Rivka gave birth to them. And Rashi makes the calculations how Yitzchak, who got married at 40, would be 60 when they were born. And he explains, because he was 40 when they got married, but Rivka was only 3. He waited 9 years until she was able to become pregnant at the age of 12. And then he waited another 10 years in which he davened for her when he saw that she was an akara. She finally became pregnant 19 years after they got married and gave birth in the 20th year. And therefore Yitzchak, who was 40 when he got married, was 60 when Esav and Yaakov were born. Vayigdalu ha-na'orim, and the children grew up. They became 13 years old. Until this point, people did not really pay attention to what type of children they were. People would say they're just children. It doesn't make a difference. But now that each one became 13, it was noticeable which path each one chose. Vayihi Esav, and Esav was Ish Yodei Atzayit, a person who knew how to capture, which Rashi explains to mean he captured his father with the words of his mouth. He was able to trick his father into thinking that he was a great tzaddik, because he would ask him questions that showed that he was medaktik b'mitzvahs. He would ask him, how do I give meiser from tevin and melach, which are things that are not mechuyev in meiser? And his father thought, look, he's so careful in doing mitzvahs. He was an ish sadeh, a person that hung out in the fields, a hunter. For Yaakov ish tam, Yaakov was a simple person, Yoshev oholim, who lived in the tents of Shem and the tents of Aver. Corresponding to Esav being Ish Yodei Atzayit, a person who tricks other people, the Torah calls Yaakov and Ish Tam a simple person. And corresponding to Esav hanging out in the fields, Ish Sadeh, Yaakov used to spend his time learning in the Beis Medrash, Yoshev Oholim. And the Chozer Milublin asks, how can the Torah call Yaakov and Ish Tam if we find in Parshas Vayetze, when Yaakov had to deal with Lavan, he was very cunning and deceiving, and he was able to trick Lavan and get all his cattle when he left Lavan's house. So how can the pasuk call Yaakov an ish tam? And he answers, the Torah does not call him a tam, a simple person, but rather an ish tam. Ish means he is a master over his tamimiskite. He has a bailus over his tamimiskite. When it was time to act as a tam, he acted like a tam. But when it was time to act shrewdly and deceivingly, then he was able to act like that too. In Ikesh Titapol, when you have to deal with a crooked person, you must also act crookedly. And that's why the pasuk calls him an ishtam and not just a regular tam. Vayav Yitzchak as Esav, and Yitzchak loved Esav. Kitzayed b'fiv. And Rashi says two pshatim in kitzayed b'fiv. One pshat is kitzayed, what he captured, b'fiv, he used to feed into the mouth of Yitzchak. Secondly, Rashi says, Kitzayed b'fiv. He used to capture his father b'fiv with his own mouth, with the mouth of Esav. Esav's mouth used to capture his father and trick him into thinking that he was a tzaddik. And that's why Yitzchak loved Esav. Rivka heves es Yaakov, but Rivka loved Yaakov. Kliyakov is medayik, the Loshon Vayehav Yitzchak. And by Rivka it says, Oyheves es Yaakov. Vayehav is a Loshon of past. Yitzchak loved Esav. But Rivka is constantly Oyheves es Yaakov. What is the difference? And Kliyakov explains that since the love of Yitzchak to Esav was an ahava hatluya bedavar, it was dependent on Yitzchak being fed by Esav. Therefore we say, butla hadavar, butla ahava. Once the cause is not there anymore, the love is not there anymore. So the second Esav finished feeding his father, Yitzchak did not have the same love for him. And therefore it says, vayehav Yitzchak, he loved him. It wasn't a constant love. Mashenkin concerning Rivka, where it was not an ahava hatluya bedover. The pasuk says, Rivka oyheves es Yaakov. Rivka was constantly loving Yaakov. And the pasuk now skips 2 years, and Yaakov and Esav were at the age of 15, because it was on this day that Avram Avinu died, at the age of 175. making Yitzchak 75, and making Yaakov and Esav 15. Vayozed Yaakov nozed, and Yaakov cooked a cooking of beans. And the reason why he was cooking this cooking of beans was because Avraham Avinu died on that day, and his father Yitzchak was an Avel. And there is something called a Sudas Havro, the first meal given to an Avel. And they used to cook beans for such a meal, to show the Avel that death is something that constantly goes around and around to every person, and therefore it would be some type of consolation for the mourner. Beans are also used for this Suda, because beans do not have a pe, do not have an opening, do not have a mouth. And just like an Avel does not have a mouth, because at certain times he is not allowed to respond to She'ela Sholem, to one who asks him how he is doing, and at times he is not allowed to initiate, to ask people how they are doing. Therefore, an Avel is known to not have a pet, so we feed him something that does not have a pet, namely something round like beans. So Yaakov was cooking these beans for his father Yitzchak. Vayave Esav min asodeh, and Esav came from the field, v'hu oyev, and he was tired, as Rashi explains, tired from killing people. Vayomer Esav al Yaakov, and Esav said to Yaakov, Haliteni no min ha'odoim ha'odem hazeh, pour into my mouth from these red beans, ki oyev anoichi, because I am very tired. Akein koresh my edoim, that's why his name was called Edoim. The simple pshat of the pasuk is that he's called Edoim because he will sell the bechira because of red beans. And the Mepharshim ask, if anything, you want to stress that he sold the Bechorah because of beans. Why was it significant that the beans are red, to name Esav Edom red? And I heard a pshat from Rav Katzin Ellenbogen, that really, when it says, Al-Kain Koroshmai Edom, he was called Edom, was not because of the red beans, but rather because he was Admoni. He was born red. And that's why they called him Edom. It's just that when a person is born, we don't know how he will use this teva, this nature that he has. So when Esav was born and he was Edom, he was red, we do not know how he would use this redness. The Gemara says that somebody who has Ritzicha in his blood, he has in his nature to become a murderer. What should he do? He should become a Sheichet. He should become a Moil. This way he channels that Midah, that nature of Ritzicha, into a positive way. So too, when Esav was born, we did not know what he would do with this nature of Admoni that he had. Therefore, the Torah does not call him Edom yet. But after the age of 15, when we find that he was Oyef min HaRetzicha, he started killing people. We saw what he did with the nature of Edom that he had. Al-Kain Koresh my Edom. It was at that point that he was called Edom, red, because he was Admoni and he was a killer. Vayomer Yaakov, and Yaakov said, Michro Chayoim. Sell to me, Chayoim, like this day, just like this day is clear, sell me a clear sale, as b'chayros chali, your b'chayra to me. It's not that Yaakov wanted the pishnayim, the double Yerusha that a b'chayr gets, but rather he felt that Esav was not fit to do the avodah of karbonos that the b'chayrim do. And therefore he said, sell your birthright to me. Vayomer Esav, and Esav said, Hine hanoichi hoilech lomos v'lomos eli b'chayra. Rashi says two pshatim in these words. Firstly, he says, Hine hanoichi hoilech lomos. If I don't eat, I will die. V'lomos eli b'chayra. So why do I need this b'chayra, which is not such a prestigious avoida, because it won't stay constantly by the b'chayrim. In years to come, the avoida of the b'chayrim will be taken away from the b'chayrim and given to the Leviim. So why do I need a Bechorah which is gradually wandering away from the Bechorim and eventually will end up by the Leviim? It's not so prestigious that I would want to risk my life for this. Secondly, Rashi says, Hine anoichi hoilech lomos. Esav asked Yaakov, what are the laws of the Avodah? And Yaakov answered, there are many warnings and punishments of one who does not sacrifice the Karbonos the right way. If one is drunk, or if he has long hair and does the avodah, he is mechuyev misa. So Esav said, Hine anoichi hoilech lomos. Through this avodah, I will be mechuyev misa. V'lomos eli b'chayra. So what do I need it for? Vayomer Yaakov, and Yaakov said, Hishavali. So swear to me. Swear to me that you are selling the b'chayra to me. Vayishavaloi, and Esav swore to Yaakov. Vayimkares b'chayros eli Yaakov, and he sold the b'chayra to Yaakov. The Yaakov nosan la'esav, and Yaakov then gave to Esav lechem, bread, unezid adoshim, and a cooking of red beans, vayochel vayesht vayokum vayelach. He ate, he drank, he got up and went. And the Torah is made, it is testifying that Esav belittled the Bechira. He sold the Bechira, a great avodah, for some beans because he was hungry. And there was a hunger in the land, besides for the first hunger that was in the time of Avram. Why is the Pasuk mentioning the hunger of Avram, which took place 100 years earlier? Ramban explains, because the hunger of Avram became very popular and known in the world, because it was because of that hunger that Avram went down to Mitzrayim, and he became very wealthy through Paro's gifts. So therefore Yitzhak also wanted to follow in the footsteps of his father and go down to Mitzrayim, just like his father went down to Mitzrayim. And Yitzhak went to Avimelech, the king of Pelishtim, to the city of Gerar. He had intentions to go down to Mitzrayim from there. But Vayera Elov Hashem appeared to Yitzchak, Vayomer, and he said, Al Tered Mitzrayim, do not go down to Mitzrayim, because you were an Oilo Samima. You were supposed to be sacrificed on the Mizbeach by the Akedah. And therefore, Chusla Oretz is not Roy for you, is not Kedai Lecha. You are not fit to leave Eretz Yisrael. You are like a carbon that cannot go Chusla Mechitzais, outside the area, the Azara, where it is supposed to be brought. So therefore, Shechoin Ba'oretz Asher Oymar Elecho, live in the land that I will tell you. Gur Ba'oretz Hazois, live in this land. Ve'yeh Imcho, I will be with you. Va'avor Achecho, and I will bless you. Because to you and your children I will give all these lands. And I will keep and establish my shvua that I swore to Avram your father. And I will multiply your children like the stars of the sky. And I will give to your children all these lands. The Pasuk seems to be repeating this again, although this was already mentioned earlier in Pasuk Gimel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give Eretz Yisrael to the children of Yitzchak. And the Pasuk continues, V'zborachu v'zaracha kol goyei ha'oretz, and all the nations of the world will bless in your children. When one will want to give a bracha to his son, he will say to his son, let your children become like the children of Yitzchak. Akev, all this will happen because Asher Shoma Avram Bekoili, Avram listened to my voice when I tested him. Vayishmar Mishmarti, and he observed my safeguards. Not only does he keep the mitzvahs, but even the secondary mitzvahs, the drabonons, Shniyos la'arayis, the secondary arayis, and Shvus la'Shabbos, the drabonons concerning Shabbos, for example, riding on a horse or climbing a tree, which are only awesome in drabonon. All these Avram kept. Mitzvosai, my mitzvahs, the ones that are logical, that anyway one would want to keep, like not to steal and not to kill. Chukosai, my chukim, which the Umay Sa'olam and the Yetzirah ask, why do you have to keep these mitzvahs? They don't make any sense. Why can't you eat chazir, pig? Why can't you wear shatnez? Avram kept that too. V'toroisai, and my Torahs, not only did Avram keep Torah Shebechsav, the written Torah, but also Torah Shebal Peh, the oral law, Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai, that which was given to Moshe in Sinai. And in Michtav Me'Elio, he asks, it seems from the Pasuk that the whole schus of Yitzchak was only because of Avram. The reason why Yitzchak will get all these brachos is only Ekev Asher Shoma Avram Bekoili, is only because of Avram, which is mashma that Yitzchak did not have any schusim on his own. And he answered, it was because Avram was mefarsem and publicized Hashem by building mizbechos for Hashem and bringing korbanos. And it wasn't until Yitzchak, further on in the parasha, made his own mizbeach that he had is his own schusim. As long as it was only Avram building mizbechos, Yitzchak only had the schus of Avram. But once Yitzchak built his own mizbeach, then he had his own zechusim. Sat Rashi inside Pasuk Yutes, the Eile told us Yitzchak, Yaakov the Esav ho'amurim b'parsha. Yaakov and Esav that are set in the parsha. We already said that Maskil David learns in Rashi that Rashi is coming to answer 2 points in the Pasuk. First of all, what is the Lashon of Eile? These are the children of Yitzchak. The Pasuk does not say right away the children of Yitzchak. It is not until Pasuk Chavhei and Chavav that Esav and Yaakov are mentioned. Therefore Rashi says, Ho'amurim b'parsha. Even though it doesn't say it right away, Eile, these are referring to the ones said further on in the parsha.
Secondly, Rashi is bothered by the Lashon Ve'ele, Vav HaChibor, the Vav is attaching it to the parasha before. On that, Rashi is saying that just like in the parasha before, we saw the Toldos Avram, where Avram had a Tzaddik and a Rasha, Yitzchak and Yishmael, so did Yitzchak have a Tzaddik and a Rasha. And that's what Ve'ele is telling us. Yaakov Ve'esav, one Tzaddik and one Rasha. Zok Rashi, Avraham hoilides Yitzchak, la'acher shekara HaKadosh Baruch Hu shmoi Avraham, after Hashem called his name Avraham, acher kach hoilides Yitzchak, that's when he had Yitzchak. But while his name was Avram, he did not have any children. Dava acher, al yedei shekosav ha-kosav Yitzchak ben Avram, since the Pasuk wrote that Yitzchak was the son of Avram, huzkak loimar, the Pasuk had to say, Avraham hoiledes Yitzchak. Why? Lefi shehayu leit sonei hadar omrim, since the mockers and the scoffers of the generation were saying, Me Avi Melech nisabra Sarah, that Sarah became pregnant from Avi Melech, shehari kama shonim, shohaso im Avraham v'loi nisabra himenu, because for many years, Sarah and Avraham were together as husband and wife, and she did not become pregnant from him. Ma osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Tzor klaster ponov shel Yitzchak. He formed the shine of the face of Yitzchak. Doimel Avram, to be similar to Avram. Veheidu HaKoil. And there was evidence to everybody that Avraham holides Yitzchak, Avraham gave birth to Yitzchak. Vezeu shekosav kan Yitzchak ben Avram. That is what the pasuk means, that Yitzchak was the son of Avram. Shehari edus yesh, because there is evidence, she'Avraham holides Yitzchak, that Avram was the father of Yitzchak, because the cluster ponov of Yitzchak was similar to Avram. Zok Rashi, Yitzchak was ben arboim shana, 40 years old, when he married Rivka. Shehari kishabo Avram mehar hamoriya, when Avram came from Har Hamoriya, nisbaser, he was informed, she'nol the Rivka, that Rivka was born. Right after the Akedah, Hashem told Avram that Rivka was born. V'Yitzchak hoya ben lamed zayin shana. At that time, Yitzchak was 37 years old. Shehari boi ba'perek mesa Sarah. Because at that time, Sarah died. Because it was only because of the besura of the Akedah that Sarah died. U'mishinoy led Yitzchak. Ach ado Akedah shemesa Sarah. And from the time Yitzchak was born until the Akedah, which was the time that Sarah died, lamed zayin shana was 37 years. The bas tzadik hoysa kishinoy led Yitzchak. Because Sarah was 90 years old when Yitzchak was born, Ubas Kufkov Zayin, and she was 127 years old, Kishemeso, when she died. Shenemar ve'yu chayesar me'er shana ve'esrim shana v'sheva shana. Harel Yitzchak lamed zayin shana. It comes out that Yitzchak was 37 years old at that time. Ubay ba'perik nolda Rivka, and at that time Rivka was born. Hinted lo achetehe ru'uy labia. Gimel Shanim Vinasa. Yitzchak waited 3 years until Rivka would be fit for Bia for relations, and then he married her. And that's why he was 40 years old when he married her, because he was 37 when he found out that she was born, and he waited 3 years. Zok Rashi Bas Besuel Mipadan Aram Achoz Lavan. Rivka was the daughter of Besuel from Padan Aram, the sister of Lavan. Don't we already know from Parashas Chayesara that her father was Besuel, her brother was Lavan, and she lived in Padan Aram? The pasuk is coming to tell us her praise. Shehoisa bas Rasha, she was the daughter of a Rasha, va'achois Rasha, and the sister of a Rasha, umekoimo anshe Resha, and the people of her town were Rishoim, v'lo lomdo mima'aseyem, and she did not learn from their deeds. Zok Rashi mipadan Aram. What does Padan Aram mean? Al Shem Sheshne Aram Hoyu. There were two Arams, Aram Naharaim, Aram which was situated between two rivers, the Tigris and the Euphrates, Aram Tzoiva, and there was a second Aram called Aram Tzoiva. Kara Oisei Padan, that's why the Pasuk calls it Padan, Loshen Semed Bokor. It is an expression of twin Bokor, a pair of Bokor. Targum, the Targum of Tzemed is Padan Torim. So we see the word Padan is the same as Semed. It means a peer. So Padan Aram means the peer of Aram. Aram Naharaim and Aram Tzoiva. Frank the Maskel of David. We know Rivka was from Aram Naharaim. So why does the Pasuk over here say that she was from Padan Aram, the peer of Arams? She was not from Aram Tzoiva, only from Aram Naharaim. Maskel of David answers that the Pasuk over here is telling us the praise of Rivka, that not only was the city where she came from, Aram Naharaim, full of Rishoyim, but even the surrounding cities, Aram Tzoiva, were also full of Rishayim. And that is even a greater shvach, a greater praise for Rivka. So Rashi, a second shot, V'yesh Pesrin, some explain Padan Aram, K'mo Yisidei Aram, the field of Aram. Shebeloshin Yishmael, because in the language of Yishmael, in Arabic, Koren L'sada Padan, they call a field a Padan. So we have two pshatim. Either Padan is an Aramaic word, which means the pear of Aram, or Padan is an Arabic word, which means the field of Aram. So Rashi Vayetar, and he davened. Rashi is explaining that the Loshin Ayin Tof Resh Osar does not really mean davening, but it means to increase. Over here it means to increase in tefillah. So Rashi Vayetar, Hirbe Vihitz Fifzir B'tefillah, he increased and he urged Hashem very much through his tefillah. Hashem increased in answering the tefillah of Yitzchak. He was urged, he was pacified, and he was persuaded through the tefillah of Yitzchak. And Rashi says that I say, whenever it says a loshon of esar, ayin tof resh, loshon haftzor v'riboy, it means to increase. V'chein v'osar anan ha-ketores, and a lot was the smoke of the ketores. Marbis alias oshon, there was a lot of smoke going up. V'chein hetartem olay devrechem, your words were many. V'chein netoros neshiko soine, many are the kisses of an enemy. Domus l'merubois v'hinam l'maso, they are considered many and they are a burden, because this person is an enemy. You don't want him to kiss you. Therefore, they are considered like many. So we see the Lashon of Otar means to increase and to be many. And over here it means to increase in tefillah. Zok Rashi lenoichach ishtoi opposite his wife. Ze oimei bezavi yizu. This one stood in this corner. Yitzchak stood in one corner. Umispalel and Davin. Vizu oimedes. And Rivka stood bezavi yizu in another corner. Umispaleles and she Davin. Rashi is coming to answer that the pasuk could be mashma that they were facing each other. And we know that when one is davening, nothing is supposed to be in front of him. So if they were facing each other, each one was in front of the other one. Therefore Rashi says, no, they were facing the same direction, but one was standing in one corner and the other in the other corner. Vayyosel loy, and Hashem answered him, Yitzchak, loy v'loy lo, him, Yitzchak, and not her, Rivka. Because we cannot compare the tefillah of a tzaddik, the son of a tzaddik, Yitzchak, the son of Avram, to the tefillah of Rivka, who was a tzaddik ben Rosha. She was the daughter of Besuel. Therefore, Hashem listened to him and not to her. And they were pushing inside of her. This pasuk must be expounded upon. Shesosam mahi ritzitzazu. The pasuk does not say what this pushing is. So we may assume that this was a normal pain of pregnancy. V'kosav, but then the pasuk says that Rivka said, Im kein lo mazeh anoichi. Why do I want this pregnancy? Which is mashma, that it was not a normal pain of pregnancy. Rabbi Seinu Darshu, our Rabbanim expound upon this pasuk and say that Vayisroitzitzu is a Lashon Ritza, a Lashon, a language of running. Kishahoysa Iveres HaPischei Torah Shal Shem Ve'Ever, when Rivka was passing the opening of the base medrash of Shem Ve'Ever, Yaakov Rot Umefarches Loses, Yaakov ran and pushed to get out. Iveres HaPischei Avodis Elilim, but when she passed the opening of Avodis Zoris, Esav Mefarches Loses, Esav was pushing to go out. And that is the Lashon of Vayisroitzitzu, they were running. Davaracher Misroitzitzim, they were pushing Zem Zeh, Umeriven and fighting, Benachal Shnei Olamos, who will inherit both worlds, Olam Hazeh and Olam Habo. Vatomer Im Kain, and Rivka said, if so, Godol Sar HaIbor, the pain of pregnancy is so great, Lama Zeh Anoichi Misave Umispalelas Al Heroin, why do I desire and continuously daven on this pregnancy? Vatelech, and she went, Lidroish Lebeis Medrash Shal Shem, to find out through the base medrash of Shem, Lidrash is Hashem, to ask Hashem, Shiyagad Lamate Besoifa, who will tell her what will be the end of this child. She thought that this was one child who was very mixed up. Vayomer Hashem lo, and Hashem said to her, Al Yidei Shliach. He did not speak to her directly, but through a messenger. L'shem nema b'ruach hakodesh. This nevuah was said to Shem in Ruach HaKodesh, v'hu oimer lo, and he said it to Rivka. Shnei goyim bevitneich, there are two nations in your stomach. Zok Rashi geyim ksiv, it is written gimel yud yud mem. Kimoy geyim, it's like the word geyim, which means great people. Elu Antoninus v'Rebbe, this is referring to Antoninus and Rebbe. It did not stop from their tables. Not radishes and not lettuce. Not in the summer months and not in the winter months. Even though these vegetables were seasonal vegetables, they were so wealthy that they were able to have them on their table all year around. And Antoninus was a descendant of Esav, and Rebbe was a descendant of Yaakov. Ushnei la'umim, and two kingdoms, Zakrashi, ein la'oim ela malchus. The word la'oim means a kingdom. Mime'ayach yiparedu, from your stomach they are separated. Min ha'me'ayim hein nefrodim, from your stomach they are already separated. Ze'el rishoy, this one to his wickedness. Ve'ze'el tumoy, and this one to his flawlessness. Mil'oim yemotz, when one will be strong, the other one will be weak. La yishvu bigdula, they will not be equal in strength. Kishezeh kom zenoifel, when one gets up, the other one will fall. V'cheinu oimer, and so it says in the pasuk in Yecheskel, imola hachurba, I became full through the churban. La nismale tzur, the city of Tzur did not become full. Elam mechurbano shel Yerushalayim, only through the destruction of Yerushalayim. And the city of Tzur were descendants of Esav, and they only came to power after the destruction of Yerushalayim. Vayimlu yomeha, and her days were filled. Aval betamar ksiv vayhi be'eslidata, by Tamar it is written, and it was at the time she gave birth. It does not say vayimlu. Shelaim malu yomeha, her days were not filled. Kilazayim chadoshim yaldasam, because only after 7 months she gave birth to Peretz and Zarach. But over here it was a full term pregnancy. It was after 9 months. Vehine Simon zagrashi chaser, it is written without an aleph, chaser, missing a letter. Ubitamar se oimim mole, it is written te oimim with an aleph, full. Lefisha shneim tzadikim, because Tamar gave birth to two tzadikim, Peretz and Zarach. Avalkan, but over here, echot tzadik ve'echot rasha, one was a tzadik, Yaakov, and one was a rasha, Esav. And he came out admoini, red, simen hu sheyesh shefech domin, it is a simen that he will be one who will spill blood, he will be a murderer. Kulai, completed ka'adera seyar, like a coat of hair. Mole sar, full of hair. Ketala shel tsemer, like a coat of wool. Hamalea sar, that is full of hair. Vayikra shmai Esav, vayikra ushmai Esav, they called his name Esav. Hakoil karulai kain, everybody called him that. Shoyanasa v'nigmar bisaroi, because he was finished and completed with hair. Kiben shonim harbe, like one who is many years old. Therefore they called him Esav Osu, finished. V'acharechein yasa ochiv, and afterwards his brother came out. Rashi is bothered that if in Pasuk Chafei it says Vayetze HaRishon, Pasuk Chavav should have said Vayetze HaSheni. What is the reason why the Pasuk does not call Yaakov the Sheni? And Rashi says, because really he was not the Sheni. Shamati Medrash Agoda, Hadorsha Lefi Pshutai. I heard a Medrash Agoda who expounds upon this Pasuk according to the simple meaning. Bidin Hoya Oiches Boy, by right, Yaakov was holding on to the heel of Esav. La'akvoy, to prevent him. Yaakov noitzar mitipa rishona, the Esav min hashnia. Yaakov was born from the first drop of Zera of Yitzchak, and Esav was born from the second drop. Tse ulamat, go out and learn mishvay feres, from a tube, shepiok itzara, that has a narrow opening. Tein bo shtei avonim, place two stones into this tube. Zu tachazu, one under the other. Hanechneses rishona, the one that entered first into the tube, teisei achrona, comes out last. And that which entered the tube last, Teitzei Rishona, will come out first because it is on top. Nimsa, it comes out, Esav HaNoitzer B'Achrona, Esav, that was created last, Yotzer Rishon came out first. V'Yaakov SheNoitzer Rishona, and Yaakov that was created first, Yotzer Achroin came out last. V'Yaakov Bo La'akvoy, and now Yaakov was coming to prevent Esav from coming out first. Sheyehe rishen leleda kerishen liyitzira. Yaakov wanted that the first one to be born should be just like the first one who was created. And since he was created first, he should be born first. V'yifter es rachmo, and he should open her womb. V'yitol es ha-bechara min adin, and he should be able to take the bechara by right. There's an interesting Vilna Gaon at the beginning of Parshas Ki Tzetze, who says a very big chiddush. He says when it comes to the Yerusha of a Bechor, the inheritance of a Bechor, that a Bechor gets Pishnayim, he gets double. We don't look after the Bechor, the one who was first to be born, but rather the first one who was conceived, the first one that was Yotzar, that was created in the mother's stomach. And although the Netziv in Parashas Kisetze in Sefer HaMikdavar says that the Goyin never said this, in the Sfarim of the Goyin it has brought down this Shita, B'Shem HaGoyin, B'Shem HaGro. And we can ask, according to the Shita of the Vilna Goyin, why was it necessary for Yaakov to buy the Bechora from Esav? If he was the first one who was conceived, it is not necessary for him to buy the Bechora from Esav. He was already the firstborn. And maybe we can answer this in one of two ways. It could be that this that the Vilna Goyin says, that we go after the conception, who is considered a Bechor, that is only concerning the din of Pishnayim. What type of Bechor gets double the Yerusha? That is the Bechor from conception. But concerning the din of Avodah, who will work in the Beis HaMikdash, that goes after who was actually born first. And therefore, since Yaakov wanted the total Bechorah, therefore he had to buy the part of the Bechorah that would give him also the Avodah. And that's why he had to purchase it from Esav. Or maybe we can answer, even if you'll say that the whole Bechorah goes after the conception, Yaakov just wanted Esav to agree that he was really the Bechor. In actuality, Yaakov did not have to do anything. He was totally the Bechor according to the Goyim, because we go Basar the conception. But since he didn't want Esav to come later on and say that I was born first, therefore he went and did a Maisa Kinyan and bought it from Esav, although he really did not have to. Zok Rashi ba'akev Esav, Yaakov was holding on to the heel of Esav. Simin she'ein ze maspik ligbar machusoy. It is a sign that this one, Esav, will not be able to complete his kingdom until Yaakov will come and take it away from him. That's why he was holding on to his heel. When Esav will be just about to get total control, Yaakov will take it away. And he called his name Yaakov. Who called his name? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omar, Hashem said, Atem Karisim Libichorachem Shem. You called your firstborn by name. You called Esav his name. Afani Ekwa Libni Bichori Shem. I will call my firstborn his name. HaHohu Da Omar. That's why the Pasuk says, Vayikushma Yaakov. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu called his name Yaakov. Davar Acher. A second shot. It is not referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but rather, Aviv Korla Yaakov. His father Yitzchak called him by the name Yaakov. Al Shem Achizas HaEkev, because he was holding on to the heel. Yaakov means heel. Maskal David says that Rashi is not saying Al Shem Achizas HaEkev only according to the pshat that Yitzchak called him Yaakov, but even according to the first pshat, where it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu who called him Yaakov, it was also because of Achizas HaEkev he was holding on to the heel. And Shishim Shana, Yitzchak was 60 years old when Yaakov and Esav were born. Yud Shanim Mishinasa Achinasis Bas Yud Gimel. It was 10 years from the time that he married her until she became 13 years old. Viru'uya Lihiroyin. And then she would be fit to become pregnant. V'yud Shanim Halalu Tzofa V'himtin Lo. And then for another 10 years he waited for her and hoped that she would become pregnant. K'moisha Osa Aviv L'Sarah. Just like his father Avram did to Sarah. Kivin Shlemis Abra, once she did not become pregnant after those 10 years, Yodo Shihakura, he knew that she was barren, Vispalel Oleho, and he davened for her. Rashi starts off by saying that Yitzchak waited 10 years until she was Ru'uya Lihiroin, 10 years from the time she was 3 until the time she was 13. We know that an Isha can become pregnant at the age of 12. Not at the age of 13. So why does Rashi say that he waited 10 years until she was 13? Maskal David says that Rashi is lav dafka, and it really means in her 13th year when she was 12 years old. And this is what Rashi means. Yitzchak was 40 when he married her. He waited 9 years until she was 12, and she was roi leheroin, making Yitzchak 49. Then he waited another 10 years in which he waited that maybe she would become pregnant, but she didn't, until he was 59. Then he davened, and she became pregnant at the age when Yitzchak was 59. And the next year, when he was 60, Yaakov and Esav were born. Zok Rashi, v'shivcha le'rotza l'isa. Yitzchak did not want to marry a shivcha. Rashi is bothered that just like Avram, after waiting 10 years for Sarah to have children, and when she did not, he took Hagar, a shivcha, into his house. Why didn't Yitzchak do the same? After 10 years, he should have taken a shivcha into his house in order to have children. That Rashi answers, L'fishin eskadish b'har ha-Maria, aliyah oila tamima. Since he became holy at Har ha-Maria to become an oila tamima, therefore he was not allowed to take a shivcha. A shivcha was not fit for him to take. That's why he did not do the same as Avram did. Avram took a shivcha after 10 years of waiting, but Yitzchak did not. The Taz in Sefer Divrei David asks on Rashi, why does Rashi say a different reason over here than he said in Parshas Chayesara? In Parshas Chayesara, Perek Chav Dalet, Pasuk Lamentes, when Eliezer wanted his daughter to marry Yitzchak, Avram said, your daughter is a shivcha. Your daughter is Aror. Ve'ein Aror mizdavik bebaruch. An Aror does not attach itself to a baruch, to my son who is blessed. So why over here does Rashi say a different reason why Yitzchak was not able to marry a shivcha? In Parshas Chayesara, he says, because ein Aror mizdavik bebaruch. But over here he says a new reason, because he was niskadesh by Har HaMaria to become an Oilo Samima. Why the two reasons? And the Taz answers, because the reason of Ein Aror Mizdavik Bebaruch is a reason why Yitzchak should not marry a Shivcha as his first wife. The first time he was getting married, he should not take a Shivcha. He is a Baruch, Ein Aror Mizdavik Bebaruch. And so too, this would be a reason why Avram should not marry a Shivcha as his first wife. But once he waited 10 years and did not have any children, maybe he should take a Shivcha as a wife, just like Avram did. Therefore, the Pasuk Rashi is telling us that he had an additional reason not to take a Shivcha, because he was niskadesh to become an Oila Tamima. Avram did not have this additional reason, so therefore after 10 years of marriage he took Hagar. But Yitzchak, who had this additional reason, was not able to take a Shivcha even after he went childless for 10 years. Zot Rashi, Vayigdilu Hanaorim, and the children grew up, Vayihi Esav, and Esav was Ishya Deyatzayit. Kolz man shehayu katanim, as long as they were young, lo yhayu nikarim b'maaseihem, it was not recognizable in their deeds. Ve'ein adam midaktik bohem, and people would not be so midaktik in them, mativam, to see what their nature is. Kivin shenasu b'nei yud gimel, once they became 13 shana, zeh pirish labatim midrashois, v'zeh pirish la'ovde elilim, one separated and went to the Beis Medrash, and Esav went to Avodah Zarah. And the Mizrahi asks on Rashi, that from this Rashi it's mashma that already at the age of 13 Esav went Latar Bisra on the evil path. But Rashi further on says that Avram Avinu had to die 5 years early at the age of 175 in order not to see Esav going on the evil path. And if you make the calculation, when Avram died at the age of 175, Yitzchak was 75, and Esav and Yaakov were 15. So it comes out that Esav did not go Latar Bisra until 15, and Rashi over here says that it was already at the age of 13 that he went Latar Bisra. Mizrahi learns that at 13 he was Yotzi Latar Bisra only Bitsina, privately, but it was not Bifar Hesya, publicly, and therefore Avram was able to live another 2 years until it was public knowledge that Esav was Yotzei Latar Bisra. Maskel David answers that at 13 he was only over Averis Shebein Odom LaMokoim, but once he became 15 and he was over Gezel Ritzicha and he was Bayal Naira Hamurasa, which were all Averis that he was over on that day that Avram died, he was doing Averis that were also Asur Ben Odom LaChaveroi, and therefore it was necessary for Avram to die then. Zot Rashi, Esav was Ishya Deat Sayed, Lotzud Ularamais Esavim. He knew how to capture and trap his father Befiv with his mouth, with his words. Bishoyaloi, and he would ask him, Abba, father, Heich Ma'asrin Esat Melech Vesateven, how do I give Miser from salt and straw? Kisavar Aviv, Shehu Medaktik B'mitzvahs. His father thought that he was very careful in mitzvahs, because salt and straw are not mechuyev in miser. Salt because it does not grow, and teven because it is not edible. So since he wanted to give miser on things that are not mechuyev in miser, his father thought that he was very medaktik in mitzvahs. The Maskil David asks, why would that show that he is medaktik in mitzvahs? If anything, that would show that he's an amoritz. He wants to give Meiser on something that is not Mechuyev in Meiser. Secondly, why does Rashi say that he said, Heich Ma'asrin Esa Tevin? How do I give Meiser from Melech and Tevin? What do you mean, how? How? You take a tenth, like every other Meiser. What was Esav's question when he asked, Heich? And the Maskil David answers that Esav said, Abba, my father, I know that Tevin and Melech are not Mechuyev in Meiser. I know that. But I want to do it anyway. So I am asking you, what type of heker, what type of differentiation should I make to show everybody that this that I am doing is only a chumrah and not min hadin? I want people to know that this ma'aser that I'm giving is not really a ma'aser that has to be given, but something that I am adding as a chumrah upon myself. So how should I give this ma'aser in a way to show that it is different? This way, Esav was not showing himself to be an Amoritz, but rather somebody who was medaktik in mitzvahs. And that's why he said, Heich ma'asrin esam melech v'sateven. What should I do to show that this is different? Zakrashi ish sodeh. Esav was an ish sodeh. Kimashmoy. Like it sounds, Adam Bottle, a person who has nothing to do with Soide Bekashtoi Chayez Va'oifois, and he captures with his bow animals and birds. Yaakov was a Ishtam, Eda Baki B'chol Eile. He was not one who was an expert in all these tricks. Kilibai came Piv, his heart and his mouth were the same. He wasn't a liar, he wasn't one who tricks people. Misha Eni Chorif L'Rama is Kori Tom. One who is not sharp to trick is called a Tom, a simple person. Yoshev Aholim, he sat in the tents, plural, Aholi Shal Shem, Aholi Shal Aver, the tent of shame and the tent of Aver. And Yitzchak loved Esav ki tzayid befiv, ki tagumay, befiv shal Yitzchak. It is referring to the mouth of Yitzchak. Whatever Esav captured, he placed and he fed into Yitzchak's mouth. So Rashi umidrashoy, befiv shal Esav, it is referring to the mouth of Esav. Shayet sod oisay umirmehu bidvarov. He would capture and trick Yitzchak with his own mouth, with Esav's mouth. Vayozed, Yaakov was cooking a cooking. Lashem Bishl Kedagumai, it means he was cooking. Vuhu Oyef, and Esav came from the field, and he was tired, Beritzicha, because he was killing. Kemoy de Tema, like the Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, Ki Ayefa Nafshi Lahorgim, my soul is tired from killing. Halitani, Esav said, pour into my mouth. Eftach pi ushefoy harbel toichoy. Open, I will open my mouth and pour a lot of these beans into it. Kemoy sheshoninu, like we learned, ein oifsines agomol. You do not stuff the camel. Avol mal iten oisoy. You can pour it into his mouth. Min ha'odoyim ha'odoyim, from these red beans. Adoshim adumais, red beans. Va'oisay yon meis Avram. On that day Avram died. Shelo yires Esav ben benoy, in order that he should not see Esav his grandson. Yoytze latar b'isro, going out in the bad ways. The angels say v'tovah shifticha HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this would not be the seva tovah, the good old age that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised that Avram would die in. Lefika kosa HaKadosh Baruch Hu hei shana mishnoisav. Therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu cut off 5 years from his life. She Yitzchak chai kuf pei shana, Yitzchak lived 180 years. V'zeh kuf ayin hei, and this one, Avram, lived 175 years. Uvishel Yaakov Adoshim, and Yaakov was cooking beans, lahavroi says a oval, to feed the oval, to feed the mourner. V'lama Adoshim, why specifically beans? Shedoimis lagalgal, because it is similar to a wheel. Sheho avelus galgal hachoizer, because mourning is a wheel that goes around ba'olam in the world. And this is a consolation to the mourner. And we tell him, although something bad has happened to you, but this is a normal event, and it is something that goes around to all people. Therefore, you should not feel so bad. That's why we feed him beans which are round. Va'oid ma'adoshim ein lohem peh, just like beans do not have an opening, do not have a mouth. Kach ha'ovel ein lohem peh, the mourner does not have a mouth. She'osu ledaber, he is not allowed to speak. That's why the custom is to give the oval to eat by his first meal eggs. Shehei magulim, because they are round. Ve'ein lohem peh, and they do not have an opening, a mouth. Kach oval ein lo peh. So too, an oval does not have a mouth. Kinamina b'moyed katan. Like we say in Masechta Moed Katan. Oval kol gimel yomim harishonim. A mourner the first 3 days after the death of a relative. He is not allowed even to respond when somebody says Shalom Aleichem to him. And definitely, he is not allowed to initiate Shalom Aleichem. From the 3rd day until the 7th day, Meshiv, he may respond, but he cannot initiate to ask Shalom. Therefore, he does not have a pet, just like the Adoshim and the Beim that do not have a pet. And Yaakov said, Michro chayoim, kitagumai, kiyoim dilhen, sell it like this day, kiyoim shu baru, like this day is clear, kach mechorli mechira barura, so too you shall sell me a clear sale. b'chayrascha lefish ha'avoida b'bechayras. Since the avoida was by the bechayras, Amr Yaakov. Yaakov said, "Ain rasha zeh kedai shu Yaakov laKadosh Baruch Hu." Yaakov said, "This rasha is not worthy to bring karbanos to Hashem." It's not that he wanted the pishnayim, and that's why he wanted the Bechorah. But rather because he did not feel that Esav was worthy to do the Avodah that was Noyeg by the Bechorah. From this Rashi is mashma that even in the time of Yaakov and Esav, the Bechorah did some type of Avodah. But if you really think about it, the Kedusha of the Bechorah really did not happen till later on, till the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed every Bechorah in the land of Mitzrayim. Then he made holy all the Bechorah of Klal Yisrael. So why already over here is it mashma that by Yaakov and Esav there was a Kedushas Bechor? The Ayin Ramban, Tiv Yerushalayim, which is a pirush on the Ramban, who touches on this point, and also in the Sefer Arugas HaBoisem, who also touches on this Ha'ara. Zot Rashi, Hine Anoichi Hoylech Lomos, Misnoidedes Vahileches Hiya Bechor. The Bechor is gradually wandering away from the Bechor. It won't be all the time the avodah by the becharis, because eventually, after the becharim will deem the egel, Shevet Levi will take the avodah away. So therefore, what do I need such a bechara which will not always be by the becharim? Va'oid Omar Esav, and Esav said further, Mativa shel avodah zu. What is the nature of this avodah? Omar loy, Yaakov said, Kama azores, there are many warnings, va'inshim and punishments, umisais and death penalties, tluyimba, that are associated with this avoida. Ka'oisa sheshoninu, like we learned in Sanhedrin, Elohim shebemisa, these are mechuyev misa, shtuye yayin, one who does the avoida when he is drunk, upuri rosh, and one who does the avoida with long hair. Omar, so Esav said, ani hoylech lomas al yoda, I will die through this avoida. Im kain machofes libo, if so, why do I need it? And therefore he sold the Bechira to Yaakov. And the Mepharshim ask, why all of a sudden was Esav so worried about himself being Mechuyev Misa? He says, I'm going to die through the Avodah of the Bechira, so why do I need it? He didn't seem to be worried about his Chiyev Misa when he killed somebody on that day. In Sefer Devek Toiv, he answers that concerning killing somebody, he was able to say, maybe I won't be punished, because that is my nature. I was born Admoini Red, which is a sign of Shvichas Domin. But concerning the Avodah of the Bechoris, if I won't do it right, I will be Mechoyev Misa, since that is not in my nature. Maskel Adavid asks on this Devek Toiv, that is very good concerning one Avera that he did on that day, that he killed somebody. But on that day he did many averis. He was boil and naira hamurasa. He stole and he was kaifa be'ikr. So what are you going to say concerning those averis? Those were not in his nature, and still he was not worried about being mechoyev misa. Maybe we can answer that that is the way of the Yetzirah. When it comes to somebody doing an avera, the Yetzirah tells him, don't worry about the punishment. Just think of the hanoah and the pleasure you will have right now. And therefore, the person who sins does not think about the punishment. But when somebody wants to do a mitzvah, the Yetzirah works in just the opposite way. He tells the person, don't do the mitzvah, because you might not do it the proper way, and then you will be mechuyev misa. And that's why Esav was worried about the chiyev misa of the avodah, and not worried about the chiyev misa of the averus that he did. Zot Rashi vayivez Esav, and Esav belittled the Bechorah. Heid HaKosov, the Pasuk is testifying al Rishoy on the wickedness of Esav. Shebiza avoidoso shalmokoin, he belittled the avoidah of Hashem. And Hashem told him, al tered Mitzrayim, do not go down to Mitzrayim. Shehoyah died to Loredos Mitzrayim. He had in mind to go down to Mitzrayim, k'moshi yored oviv, just like his father went down, bimei harov, in the days of the hunger. Amaloi, Hashem told him, al tered Mitzrayim, do not go down to Mitzrayim. She'ata oila samimo, because you were supposed to be an oila tamimo. Ve'ein chus loretz kedai loch, and chus loretz is not befitting for you. So just like we said that he could not marry a shifcha because he was supposed to be an oila tamima, he also was not able to leave Eretz Yisrael. And therefore Hashem said that he should stay in Gerar. And Hashem told him he should live in this land, and I will be with you and bench you, and I will give to you and your children, Eis kol ha'arotzois ha'el. What does ha'el mean? K'moi ha'ele. It means these, all these lands. Vizbarachu vizarachu, and they will bless in your children. Adam oimer levnoi. A person will say to his son, Yehei Zaracho, Kizara Shel Yitzchak. Let your children be like the children of Yitzchak. V'chein b'chol ha-mikro. And so it is in all the psukim. V'zeh av l'chulam. And this is the father of all of them, the raya to all of them. Which pasuk? The pasuk by Ephraim and Menashe. B'chol yivarech Yisrael. And you, the Yidden will bench. Lamar saying is Simcha Elikim ke Ephraim v'cha Menashe, that Hashem should place you like Ephraim and Menashe. So the pasuk starts off B'chol Yivarech Yisrael and explains what does it mean in you they will bench. In you they will bench means that Hashem should bench you just like Ephraim and Menashe were benched. You should be like Ephraim and Menashe. And so too concerning cursing, Matsinu Kain, we find that we compare a person to be cursed to another person that is cursed. Like it says, Vahosa Isha La'ala. The Isha, the Saita, will be La'ala. Shahamekalel Sinai, Omer Tehe Kaplanis. One who will want to curse his enemy will say, you should be like her. Mechain, Vinachtem Shimchem L'Shvua L'Bichirai. And I left your name for a Shvua, for my chosen ones, for my Tzadikim. Shahanishba Omer, one who swears will say, Aho Kaplani. I should be like Plani. I should be so cursed like Plani. Imasisi Kach. V'kach, if I did this. So he makes a shvua, I swear I didn't do it, because if I did do it, let me be like this person. So we see by klala, we say, we compare that you should be as cursed as this person. So too over here, we are benching Yitzchak by saying that people will want to bench in him. He will be so blessed that people will say, let my children be like the children of Yitzchak. And Rashi continues, this is all because Avram listened, Shoma Avram Bekoili, he listened to my voice. What does it mean he listened to my voice? Kisheni Sisi Oisai, when I tested him, he passed the 10 tests. Vayishmar Mishmarti, and he observed my safeguards. Gezeris Lahar Choko Al Azoris, these are the Gezeris, the decrees, in order to further somebody from being Oivir Daveris. These are safeguards on the lavim of the Torah. Kigon shnius la'arayis, secondary arayis, u'shvus l'shabbos, and drabonons concerning Shabbos. All these Avram kept. Mitzvoisa, he kept my mitzvahs, dvarim she'ilu le'nichtavu, things that even though they might have not been written in the Torah, ru'uyin lein li'tzavois, they are still fit to be written and commanded. Kigon gezel shvichas damim, like stealing. Do not steal, do not kill. These are things that even without the Torah, people might have decided that this was a good thing to enact. And so too chukosai, he kept my chukim. These are dvarim she'etzahara v'umos ha'olim meshivin aleihem. The goyim, the etzahara ask on these mitzvahs. Kigon achilas chazir, why can't we eat pig? Ulevisha shatnes, why can't we wear shatnes? She'ein tam b'dor, there is no reason in these things. Elo gezeres hamelech, this is a decree from Hashem. V'chukosav al avodov, and it is a chayk on his servants. So even that, the chukim Avram kept, v'toroisai, and also my toros, two toros, lahavi toros shabapet, not only the written law, the toros shabichsav, but also he kept the toros shabapet, the oral law, halacha l'moshe misinai, the halachas that were given orally to Moshe from Sinai. So that is the reason why I am giving all these brachas to Yitzchak, because Avram did so many mitzvahs and so many things for me. He passed the tests. When I tested him, he observed my safeguards. He watches not only my mitzvahs, but also my chukim, not only Torah Shebichsav, but also Torah Shebalpeh.